Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. Today I have a reading from Scripture, or rather a verse from Jeremiah, and a reading from the book Celtic Daily Prayer, which I use occasionally. These are inspirational prayers and readings from the Northumbria community. The edition I have is published by Collins, and I'm reading from the entry for March the 7th, which is the day that this podcast will go out, and it's on page 355. And one of the verses for the day is Jeremiah 33, verse 3, which reads thus: "Call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." I love that scripture. It points to the transcendent nature of God, that he knows things we don't, but also to his immanence, that he wishes to answer us and to tell us things. Here's the reading for the day. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, the one who said, "I am that I am, that is my name," comes when we call. He comes, but not because we are lords and he our slave. The God who comes awaits our signal, our vigil fire lit to welcome his coming. He longs to be with us, to love and protect us. The breastplate prayer ends as it begins. Like the interweaving of Celtic design, it really has no ending, only eternity in which the design brings us back to the same place, more secure in the knowledge that our life is eternal and interlocked with his own. I bind unto myself the name, the strong name of the Trinity, by invocation of the same, the three in one and one in three, of whom all nature hath creation. Eternal Father, Spirit, Word. Praise to the Lord of my salvation. Salvation is of Christ the Lord. That's the reading for today. What stands out to you from that? Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Got a great promise. Let's revel in that today. I'd like to know how this sits with you. Please leave a comment anywhere you hear this recording. We learn best when we learn from each other in community. If you think there's someone who could benefit, please pass the link on. And until the next time, I hope that you have wonderful, intimate, satisfying, and fulfilling times with God this week. Take care and God bless.